I contend that the Constitution, while an imperfect work, never let the nation down. The people, often in the form of ambitious men and special interest groups, just asked a lot of the federal government, and certainly far too much after the 1920s. To accommodate those requests, Washington overstepped its enumerated powers, often with the help of strained court rulings. This has been especially so over the last 80 years, opening a Pandora's box of factional mischief and political corruption. The powers and responsibilities of the federal government increased, but no changes were made to the national institutions directing those powers and responsibilities. This unbalanced the Republican system of government outlined in the Constitution and led to an unwholesome growth in government and to corruption as an institutionalized feature in Washington. The term corruption, as used in this book, should not be construed as necessarily illegal activity. Its uses here are best understood as exploitation of federal power for self or party interest and contrary to the public good. To reduce opportunities for corruption, the Madisonian system for the Constitution had limited the federal government to few and defined powers. Individuals and groups wielding those powers would be controlled by the separation of powers and the checks and balances operating on the system's varied institutions. When the federal government is granted or takes on new powers without adjustments to the system to control exploitation by self-interested parties, the resultant political corruption is predictable.